It's still going strong. 35,000 veterans strong. We have the largest population of active duty and veterans in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And out of the Gulf Coast Veteran Healthcare System, the Pensacola VA is, it's double digits compared to other clinics.
Oh, wow. So when you say in the area, is that strictly Escambia County?
Yeah, well, with a mixture of the Pensacola Clinic, we get some from like Robertsdale, a little bit over in Baldwin County, but primarily Escambia and Santa Rosa County.
Oh, wonderful. And what services, kind of high level, do you offer at the VA clinic?
We offer everything except inpatient surgical. Now, okay. We do a lot of outpatient surgical clinic. We have a very active prosthetics.
Mm-hmm.
We have the largest enrollment and verification in the area. So if any veterans need to know if they're eligible, our clinic handles the most daily than it from Biloxi to Panama City, because there's six clinics total.
Okay. I'm relatively new to the Pensacola area, so where is the closest VA hospital for services that you have to refer out?
Well, generally what we do in our area is we refer to Baptist.
Okay.
Baptist is one of the big ones that we refer to. Mm-hmm. But if, you know, the veteran says, no, I want to be seen actually at with the VA, then they would have to go over to the Biloxi Clinic, which is a full-fledged medical center.
Okay. And I know the veterans do have more freedom now to pick where they want to go. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the choice is it's easier for the veteran. Because if they have a relationship with a primary care doctor out in the community, the VA would actually want them to continue that care within the primary.
Okay. I know that one of the things you wanted to discuss today was veterans benefits, and particularly the benefits that most veterans don't know that they have access to. So talk to me about that a little bit.
One of the big ones that I've been finding around in the clinic, especially through the chambers that I've been going to and the MACs, that there is education. Is, you know, when a active duty transitions out, the first thing they think of is the GI Bill. The GI Bill is actually run through the DOD. But what they don't know is once that they have exhausted that GI Bill, they actually have Chapter 31 through the VA, which will pay them the BAH, and they will continue their education. That is a benefit that a lot of veterans do not utilize, especially when they get a disability claim. They get 48 months of Chapter 31 automatic, right there. 48 months to go. They want their CDL license. We actually have two veterans that they want to get their private pilot's license. They're doing that right over here at the Pensacola Airport.
Oh, wow.
It's a great benefit, because what that does is it pays for your school. It pays for your laptop if you need it, books, printer ink, any of that, but also pays them that BAH. And that housing allowance, I know for me when I used it, it was $1,500 a month.
Mm.
And that is just one thing that I try to tell veterans, you know, even if you don't want to go be a doctor or a lawyer, you know, if you want to get your CDL license, you want to get your scuba diving license, use that education.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I mean, it'll help in the long run, especially with mental health.
For veterans that are transitioning out, is it a good idea for them to stop by the VA clinic and just see what services are available to them?
It always is great to stop by and at least get registered, at least get in there. Mm-hmm. They don't have to use the services. But in the future, if they want, it's good to at least just get registered and just get the ball rolling till we can just pick up the ball and run with it and be like, all right, if this is what you want, we can take care of it.
Mm-hmm. And you talked a little bit about joining the workforce and getting a CDL or maybe some other aspects of that. And I know that one of the focuses on around the veterans community anyway is about those transitioning veterans who are going from being active duty into the workforce and taking both their skills as well as the language that they've developed in the military, because the military's got its own language.
It does.
And taking that way of talking and kind of converting it to business speak to make it relevant to the employers that they're potentially being hired with. So can you talk to me about that at all?
You know, the one thing, you know, when they transition out and they have all these skill sets and all that, the big thing that what I like to do with it is I like to connect them with other veterans and be like, listen, all right, I'm here. What do I do now? And that's one thing that I've always battled with. And it's like, well, what do you want to do? Well, I've never had a choice. And I always found that to be fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Is it's like, well, is there anything that you've ever wanted to do? And then that's why, you know, when it has the businesses that we come into the clinic, especially Escarosa Center, I'll be like, hey, I've connected with, you know, veteran Tom. You know, he was a crew chief in the Air Force. He doesn't know what he wants to do. And so when you have other veterans working within employment services, they kind of guide them in that aspect. You know, veterans can talk about their MOS all day long. They can talk about what they did all day long. 9 times out of 10, that generally it doesn't translate very well in the civilian world. And helping a veteran navigate through that is very difficult because they do get frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, I've done this for so long. What do I do now? And that's why when I want to connect them with other veterans and be like, look, we can do this together. And because we all speak the same language. How did you do it? And it really helps them to where, you know, it gives them a purpose. And I really want the veteran to have that purpose, continue on life after service.
Mm-hmm. And again, those skills are completely translatable because in the military, you have doctors and nurses, have computer techs, you have people working on vehicles, mm-hmm. You have dispatchers. I had a friend that was in the Air Force, and now he's working for a sheriff's department as a dispatcher for them and translating those skills.
And those skills are a lot transferable. The ones that we get, you know, for veterans that were very specialized service that really not only related to the military itself.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, that's why I was like, well, have you ever wanted to be a truck driver? Have you ever wanted to be a pilot? You know, have you ever wanted to do something like that? Yeah. And I found that when you connect them and they make that connection, you know, all the hidden wounds, you know, that you don't see that they battle with. It helps them tremendously.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Connecting with other veterans and sharing those stories. Mm-hmm. They might feel that their own spouse doesn't understand or right. some like a family member might understand, but they'll make that connection with another veteran.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Are there counseling services available at the clinic?
Absolutely. We have inpatient. We have group. One of the big ones that I've really been pushing lately is couples. You know, the spouse is not a veteran. She can come in and sit in. Because I've really been pushing for that for a spouse that really doesn't know how to deal with what a veteran is going through. They don't really know. And a lot of the times, you know, the spouse thinks they're helping, but they're saying the wrong words or they're not approaching it from the aspect that the veteran can see. Because with a lot of veterans, they see that as a sign of weakness.
Mm.
And so that's why I've been telling you, like, if your spouse, if you want them to sit in there, they ain't got to be part of the conversation. But it's a real eye-opener when they get in there and they actually, you know, talk to the veteran. They see how the counselor is working with the veteran and how they're getting them to be like, hey, it is okay. What you're feeling is normal.
Mm-hmm.
It is okay. And I've really been talking about that lately, especially with some of the community partners that we have. Because you got to think, we got 35,000 veterans over there. Our counselors are overworked. They're overbooked.
Mm-hmm.
And so going out into the community and connecting with those it's a really good thing. Get the community involved.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, some veterans might struggle with the concept of going into counseling. Absolutely. So how do you bridge that gap?
What I do personally with me is I say, like, you want me to go with you? And I go all the way up to that door, and I'll sit outside in that waiting room, and I'll be like, how did it go?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you ain't got to tell me anything. Do you feel better? Do you feel like it helped? What did you not like about it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, certain key words in that. I've done that many times. I've got two Marine friends that, you know, I work with very closely that we all kind of have the same struggles. Now, naturally, I was in the Air Force, so they kind of look at me differently. But, I mean, we all kind of have the same struggles as far as, like, I don't really know what I'm feeling. How do I communicate that?
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what I've been seeing is, like, when a veteran talks to me, like, I don't know what I'm thinking right now, I basically say, oh, I kind of understand what you're going for. Are you willing to go and talk to this person? Let me go with you. Let me help you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Pep Talk returns after this.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Please join Ashner and Avant Health 65 Plus tomorrow for Pep Talk. Dawn Dorman and Sarah Kay will discuss social isolation with older adults during the holidays. Tune in and text or call with your questions for Ashner and Avant Health 65 Plus. For more information, find them on Facebook at Ashner 65. That's O-C-H-S-N-E-R 65.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You may think when you file an insurance claim, the insurance company will do all they're supposed to do to pay out the claim. But insurance companies don't provide manuals to get fair insurance claim settlements. That's where Claimology steps in, giving you a voice when you've suffered property damage or business loss. Don't get lost when filing a claim. Contact Claimology at 850-684-4794 or online at insuranceadjusterschoolhouse.com. Claimology, noun, the art of science and application of fair insurance claim settlements.
Ready to unplug from the ordinary? To let loose? To open your mind? To sample a little bit of everything? To enjoy some culture? Find all this and so much more at the 11th Annual Foo Foo Fest, October 31st to November 11th. Start planning today at foofoofest.com.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620. I'm your host, PJ. In the studio with me is Jason Boatwright, from the Pensacola VA Clinic. He's with Public Affairs. Before the break, we're talking a little bit about getting involved in the community. I know that you're also looking for different businesses to partner with and bring them into the VA clinic to help some of these veterans.
Oh, absolutely. My idea was basically one day a month, you know, be like, here, I just want to highlight your business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what can you do to help veterans? What can you do to make their lives better, increase their quality of life? One of the big ones that we did was Vitas Healthcare. They actually have some veterans that work there, and they came and set up a table just to talk about their home-based primary care, hospice care, how they can help a veteran and the family in need.
So also benefits. I know that you're also working very hard to connect veterans with the different benefits that are offered. Can you expand upon that a little bit more?
Yeah, when you have all of these businesses that actually come into the clinic, a lot of them don't understand the complexities of the VA system. So when you have these businesses that come in, they'll be like, okay, well, I think I have a veteran. What can we do to help him qualify? So that I've been connecting them with the services, enrollment, and eligibility so that they have that point of contact locally. They'll be like, I think I have a veteran. What do I need to do to see if they actually qualify for these services that are available?
Mm-hmm. So but during the break, we were talking a little bit about homeless veterans in particular. Okay. And sometimes you get noticed or notified that there's potentially a veteran, and you have to check your system, and the veteran may or may not exist in the system. So how do you work with veterans to make sure that they have the proper military paperwork so that they can get access to those benefits?
When you have a homeless veteran, you know, they may not have the resources available to them. Otherwise, they wouldn't be homeless.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as far as like, you know, saying like, hey, I served, you know, we kind of have to have that DD-214 to put them in the system. And naturally, if they're homeless, they're not going to have that. So what we do is when we connect them with our homeless outreach program to see if we can get their social security number, their date of birth, any information that is available that we can actually contact archives and see like, hey, is this person in the system? Can you provide us a copy of their DD-214 so that we know their narrative reason for discharge so that we could get them in the system, apply them for benefits, get them some income coming, get them health care, and hopefully get them off the streets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to work for a member of Congress, and I know periodically veterans would come in and basically need to prove that they served, and that's something that the caseworkers would would help them through. I believe you have some congressional background experience too. So talk to me a little bit about working with veterans in that context of being in the federal government and again, working for a member of Congress, trying to connect them with their benefits and what they have coming.
Yeah, I wouldn't have this job if it wasn't for Congressman Matt Gaetz. Yeah, he actually took me in, you know, when I got out of the service and said, hey, you know, I want every veteran that calls in, I want you to help them. And I learned from other veterans. I mean, there's a lot that I did not know about the VA, but as the veterans would call in and be like, hey, I need help with this disability claim, or hey, I want to help get this education benefit, or a big one is I'm in a wheelchair now. I need a ramp in front of my house. Can you help me apply for the special adaptive housing grant?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, after 3 years of doing that every single day, I start being like, well, you know, when a veteran called me, well, that's funny. I just spoke with a veteran last week that was having that same issue. Let's just mirror what he did and let me help you.
Mm-hmm.
And I took all that information, all that stuff that I did every single day, and I basically, you know, broke it down and did it in such a way till I communicated that with veterans, be like, no, you need to apply for this. You need to do this. You need to do this. And working in Congress does help because it gives you access to resources that most people don't have. And yeah, that was a very a big blessing for me that I'm able to take that knowledge and use it today.
We do have a question for you on the text line, 850-437-1620, if you have any questions for our guest, Jason Boatwright from the VA Clinic of Pensacola. How can somebody find out what all the medical benefits cover in a booklet? Is there a booklet out there that they can grab and have access to that information?
It's funny that you bring that up. That's actually something that my wife is working on right now with a local veteran magazine. The VA really doesn't. Everything is online. And it is confusing. You really need someone to walk you through it. It really is. And that's something that my wife is actually working on right now, is to have a resource guide come out quarterly that is updated in real time, to actually have that available to show people how to apply for health care, how to get home-based primary care if they cannot, you know, if they cannot leave their home or they're bedridden, or you have a family that's bedridden, how to apply for a special adaptive housing grant if you need the toilet raised, if you need a grab bar in the shower. Most people don't know this. Most veterans are entitled to an actual car adaptive housing grant. If they are blind or they're missing a leg or an appendage, they actually have the ability to, you know, get a grant where they'll help buy them a car.
Mm-hmm.
I know with PEVASON is another one of PEVASON, the Pensacola Service Organization Veteran Network. They actually have a resource guide that's available on their website that can connect people that are wanting to know what benefits are available to them.
Okay. We were talking also before the break about VA hospitals, and I guess we have one coming?
Yep, we have one coming. We're right now, phase one is the outpatient surgical unit within the Naval Hospital Pensacola. It is staffed by VA staff, and coming soon within the next year, we're going to be phase two, which is an inpatient. So if a veteran needs something where they need to be seen overnight, an observation, we will actually have an inpatient unit for where the veteran can stay. That's a very big ordeal, because that basically is going to jumpstart the other phases to where we will actually have a full-fledged medical center here.
Mm-hmm. Is there a tentative completion date for that?
Tentatively, it's 2027.
Oh, okay.
That is the actual tentative date.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to push that up. One of the big things that I've really been pushing for is an emergency care and an ER, but you know, if you have an ER and a veteran comes in there and they're like, oh no, we need to stay overnight, you know, we need to have those beds available for them if they do need to stay.
Okay, nice. That's great to hear that's coming our way. I know that you also actually, you know, we'll continue the discussion right after this. We'll be back with Pep Talk right after this.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
It's weed, not alcohol. It just relaxes me. I'm a better driver when I'm high. I do it all the time, no problem.
THC reduces your reaction time by half a second, impacting your attention, coordination, and lane tracking. A delay of just half a second can be the difference between life and death. Stay alert, stay alive. Don't drive high.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Transportation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The weather's cooling down, but Gulf Breeze Natural Gas is ready to warm things up when you convert to a natural gas water heater, fireplace, or outdoor fire pit. Not to mention how much better your cooking recipes will taste this fall with a natural gas cooktop. Call 850-934-5108 or visit GulfBreezeNaturalGas.com to learn more about service installation and appliance rebates. Gulf Breeze Natural Gas. Your style, your comfort, your energy.
You're listening to the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, PJ. In studio with me is Jason Boatwright from the Pensacola VA Clinic. And we do have a phone call for you. We have about a minute left, so we'll have him ask the question real quick and get you a quick answer. Okay. Sure. Michael, go ahead.
Hey, actually, just a quick comment first. I'm a 10-year patient out there at the vet clinic here in Pensacola, the Jack, and they do a phenomenal job. I just wanted to pass along an attaboy and attagirl to everyone out there. I just left there today, and a suggestion to vets who are going or thinking about going, the words please and thank you go a long way out there. You got to practice your patience. And if I could get Jason's information, how to contact him, maybe you could text it to me after. And that's it. No question. Just attaboys. Well right. Done. Great job out there. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your service. All right, Jason, what is your phone number?
My phone number is 850-356-3290. You can call or text me. I'm always available for any brother or sister in service that needs assistance.
Okay. Another question on the text line for you. I'm in need of chiropractic care, but my request keeps getting denied for community care. Looks like he's got a long drive commute, and the wait for the chiropractor is more than 30 days. Is there a quick way around this?
Yes, there is. If they just want to text me, and if they have a chiropractor that's near there where they live, we can do a community care consult to that person. We just hired two chiropractors at the Pensacola Clinic. And they are phenomenal people. So, yeah, they're a little backed up right now. So, but, yeah, by all means, just call or text me. I'll get their information. I can help them out with that.
All right. One more time, your phone number?
850-356-3290.
All right. Thanks for being here today.
Absolutely.